Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba, Asheda, Mojuba, Aluwa, Mi, Apolabi, Pega, Mojuba, Araba, Mi, Adesanya, Awuyade, Mojuba, Ogute, Compound, Ode, Remo, Mojuba, Baba, Mojuba, Yeye, Mojuba, Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba, Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba, Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
O.
Ashe, O. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tyra. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and we are quickly approaching our fourth anniversary. Yay! We are so happy to be able to celebrate that with you. Please support our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday nights, Dr. James Jones. Please hit him up on Facebook as James Jones, as well as Manhood, Race, and Culture as a group page and like page on Facebook, as well as on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Arlie Gordon of Unity Design out of the Motor City, Detroit. Please support him by looking him up on Facebook as Arlie Gordon II, as well as on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Please check out his work. Support him so he can continue to support the youth of Detroit. Also, we never want to forget our brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines. Please support Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement on Facebook, respectively, as a group and like page, as well as on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. We also want to remind you that you can contribute to keep Sign of the Times on the air and keep us coming to cities near you effective in maybe early spring. I don't know, it may be coming sooner than I think, because I'm headed to Harlem here in a few weeks. So please support us by making a contribution via our PayPal account at signothetimes19@gmail.com. Again, that's signothetimes19@gmail.com. You can contribute that way as well as through U.S. Mail. And our mailing address is 1623 Dalton Street, D-A-L-T-O-N, number 14939, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. Again, to mail us a donation at any amount is greatly appreciated. Our mailing address is 1623 Dalton Street, D-A-L-T-O-N, number 14939, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. And last but not least, you can also give us a call, 330-366-6838. 330-366-6838, and we always appreciate hearing from you. So tonight we have the honor of having some explosive guests with us who are representing a new movement. And because I don't want to butcher the name of the movement, I'm going to just go ahead and open up last four digits, 1195. Who am I speaking with? Last four digits, 1195.
Oh, peace. This is Hawkeye. How everybody doing? Peace to the family.
Peace, Brother Hawkeye. Welcome. I'm glad that you were able to join us tonight, and you and I have a local connection being here in the city of are you in Cincinnati, or do you just know people here?
Yes.
In Cincinnati?
I'm Cincinnati.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. We're going to have to connect after the broadcast is over between now and the event. So please introduce yourself to the Sign of the Times listening audience and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do in the community.
Well, my name is Hawkeye. Just a regular person like anyone else in the community. I just happen to care about the conditions of our people. So I try to step up and take an extra burden of responsibility, not just for myself and my family, but for my people as a whole. So I actively try to engage with other people who try to help empower our people in as many ways as possible. That's just basically who I am and what I do.
Now, what inspired this project, and exactly how do you pronounce the name of the group, XYAYX? Tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
It's actually the XYAYX movement. It's not a movement that I put together. It's a movement that Chew Butter and some of his constituents happened to put together. And we just reached out to each other, and we just try to figure out that we can collaborate to try to help our people. And discussing credit and some other issues in our community is how we came together. And he was looking to travel somewhere and share some of the information that he had. I had the ability to obtain a venue that could be used. So we collaborated, we pulled our resources, and now we're just trying to pull some people together so that we can share this free information.
All right. Now, tell us about the event. What is it about? And I know that Q Butter is also in other cities doing this as well. So where did this inspiration come from, and what can people expect from the event?
Well, they can expect to gain some sense of financial literacy by way of learning what's on their credit, to learn if they have good credit, bad credit, the differences between a credit rate, a credit score, what those things affect so far as the way that we live, housing, some employment, things that we might qualify for and things of that nature. That's pretty much what it's going to cover. We're going to talk about some other issues in the Black community so far as business development and supporting Black-owned businesses, group economics, modern-day racism, and some more things.
Wow, it sounds like you all have attempted to look at the issues that we're having in the Black community somewhat on a comprehensive level, and that's one of the things that we always talk about here on Sign of the Times is how do we move us from having all of these great ideas to actually coming together and forming some sort of collective body and actually implementing some of these ideas. So if people come and say they want to learn about business development, what do you have any details on what that would entail and what they might expect to learn?
I don't have any specific details at this moment. Like I said, I'm partnering up with Q Butter. I've also reached out to a few other people. I don't really want to speak their names right this moment because it's not a guarantee that they can show up. So I just want it to be like a bonus for people if these other people show up. But the people who I'm talking to, they and ideas. And when we say like where do we start and how, it's exactly that. We make a decision that we're gonna just stop having ideas and that we're gonna act on them. And it's kind of hard because it's not an abundance of people who's willing to act, right? So some of us have to be sacrificial lambs, so to speak, to show other people that, hey, you know, the water's clear down here. There's no sharks. There's no alligators, you know. And we have to take the initiative to be leaders and get out here and show people, you know, because as sad as it is, some people need you to hold their hand, you know. So we're just trying to bring you some information to make it easier for you to let go of the hands that you need to hold on and to have the ability to empower yourself and to empower the people around you. So that the main thing is, it's as cliche as it sounds, it's as simple as a Nike commercial. Just do it. There's no blueprint, right? We have millions of problems facing us, so we need millions of solutions. So you just, you start wherever you're at, and you build from there. You know, no matter how many solutions we can bring to the table, we're going to need that many more and then some. So it's just starting with what you know or what you can obtain by way of information, starting with yourself, the ones closest to you, and not being afraid to reach out, not being afraid to fail, genuine about what it is that you're doing.
Ashe, one of the things that we talk about, here on Sign of the Times is, you know, we've looked at this thing for the past 4 years since the unjust settlement verdict, as I said in the intro, and we realized that the oppression that comes down upon us by the state is different than what we experience when we deal with what they choose to call black-on-black violence or horizontal violence. And so as we approach problem-solving and looking at these various issues, there are things out here that we use as tools and even listen and learn sessions here on Sign of the Times, and one of them is Dr. Amos Wilson's book, Blueprint for Black Power. Have you had an opportunity to check out Dr. Amos Wilson yet?
I'm very familiar with Dr. Amos Wilson. I haven't had the chance to read his blueprint, but I'm very aware of his work.
Ashe. Yeah, if you do get a chance, or when you do get a chance, it would be a good source of reference for you, as well as Marimba Ani's book, Urugu, because it teaches you how to deal with the oppressor. And we know there is a real thing such as COINTELPRO tactics that yeah. often when we choose to start to empower ourselves, we get all of these roadblocks. And sometimes we are aware of who they are and where they're coming from. But a lot of the times, because state has gotten so good at what it does, it even convinces some people who look just like us to play a role in our own oppression. So, you know, as someone who has been out here working in the community and organizing, I'm just trying to, I guess, be supportive of you as best I can in that, and just making a few suggestions on some of the things that, that you might want to look at. You know, you don't want to start all over reinventing the wheel when there are resources out there that you can access, as well as people who
oh,
are waiting for something
true.
Like this to happen.
Yeah, well, one of the people that I didn't happen to mention, his name is Jeff. He's the former president of the Water Hills Business Association. And actually, maybe an hour ago, I just got finished meeting with him. And he actually has some programs or a program that he's looking to implement that he asked me to partner with him. And it's concerning financial literacy. I believe, if I have the information correct, it's a 12-week program where it's going to be teaching Black people, you know, all the ins and outs of finances and how to build and operate a business, you know, how to have a business plan. And during the graduation or the ending portion of the program, if anyone's familiar with the program Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, it's going to be a setup similar like that, and they're going to have to pitch their business on a competitive level. So there are some programs that I'm partnering with people to try to implement for us.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. And so, you know, considering Cincinnati's history, what is going to make this different program different than some of the other programs that are out there, for instance, that are offered through agencies like the Urban League and Community Action Agency?
I think it's the people. I think it's the way we reach the people. I think it's the level of literacy that our people have when going into certain situations. With all the things that's been going on in society, you know, things with the president and so forth and so on, more of our people are coming to the state of consciousness, for lack of a better word. And, you know, for the ones of us who consider ourselves being there already, we have to continue to be animate to try to reach our people. And, I don't know. I believe in the people, so it's going to be the people that's going to be the biggest difference. It's because the people's minds are starting to change. They're starting to wake up in a different type of light, you know, and it's becoming more of a, I'm not going to say national, but more of a global awareness. And we are starting to reach towards each other more. We are starting to let down some of the barriers. You know, because some of us have a lot of trust issues, especially when it comes to finances and partnering with people and practicing group economics, and that's one of the major things that's holding us back. So, you know, we have to continue to reach for the people who, you know, are willing, you know, to step out on a limb, if that's what, you know, you want to consider it, to practice group economics and build a strong infrastructure for Black people.
Ashe. And so one of the other things that you mentioned in the promo for the event is Black financial institutions. What exactly does that entail?
As I said before, I don't have a lot of the details. Like I said, I'm just a regular person who has a concern. I don't have all the answers, right? But what I try to do is partner with other people who do have any type of answer so that we can build a collective and, you know, help each other figure out ways through these things. Key Butter could probably give you more in-depth detail on that than I can. I'm just,
okay.
You know, like I said, I'm just a regular person just trying to play my part in assisting and helping her.
Ashe, and I know that Brother Q has an event tonight at, what is it, 8 o'clock? I saw that on his page earlier.
Yeah. Is he now?
I'm sorry?
Is he on the line now? Did he call in?
If he has called in, he has not pushed one. But no, not so far. So maybe he'll be giving us a call shortly, or maybe you can text him and let him know that we're live, because sometimes people get our time zones crossed too. So I don't know if he's in a different time zone or not at the moment. But you know, maybe you can send him a message and ask him to give us a call so we can get some more details from him. And regardless, now I know that Q is not based in Cincinnati. Is that correct?
Out of, I believe, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where he started the Zyx Institute. And he has a K-12 enrichment program. He started the Project Flip. And I know he has a few other things that he has going on, too. So, like I said, right now he's spending his time trying to get across the nation and connect with as many people firsthand as possible, you know, try to give us some basic information, you know, because it's kind of sad when you realize, you know, in like high school level that children of other ethnicities tend to have credit cards while our children stand in free lunch lines. You know, this is a problem. So, you know, we're just trying to bring this this awareness to, you know, a better understanding of how to handle or how to understand finances.
Ashe, now I know looking at what he has scheduled for Brooklyn, it looks like they're going to be meeting every other week consistently. Is this a one-time workshop just to kick things off here in Cincinnati, and then will a group be put together to continue the mission, or is it just a one-day deal where, you know, people can expect to get as much information on that day?
This particular event is a one-day deal, you know, where they can just come in and try to absorb as much information as possible, but there will be contact information so that people can stay connected to further understanding so far as the financial literacy thing. I'm in the progress of trying to not only create but implement other programs and things in the community myself. Like I said, I've been reaching out to other people to help me. I don't have all the answers. I don't know how to do a lot of things. So I am connecting with those people to try to build a platform for us to that we could resolve or try to come together to help resolve a lot of our issues.
Ashe, now, if people are in the Cincinnati area and want to support you, how should they reach out to you? Do you have a website or a phone number or email?
I do have a phone number, and anyone can reach out to me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Prince R-Y-N-C-E. A-L-I-K-A-H, and anyone can reach me at area code 703-347-1195.
Ashe, now say this institute is successful here. This group is started and initiated and gets running off the ground. How do you envision it looking 5 to 10 years from now?
Oh, man. For real, I honestly haven't given it that deep of a thought because I've never put together an event. I've never done any of this type of stuff. It's just, you know, I have this burning desire to play my part, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, I took a shot in the dark and I connected. And so I'm just running with it. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. I said, I don't claim to be a guru or a specialist in anything. Right, I'm just passionate, truly, 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 and genuinely passionate about helping our people. So I'm still learning, you know, it's just mm-hmm. that I'm trying to learn, I mean, I'm trying to share what I learn as I learn it, you know, I'm just trying to bring people along with me. You know, I don't claim to be anyone's savior, I'm no one special, I'm a regular person like anyone else, I care. That's the only thing. I care enough to actually try to do something about it instead of being someone that just sits around and talks about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we need, and that does make you very special. As a matter of fact, there are people who are probably 2-3 times your age who have never done anything like what you're doing on the 29th of April. So your actions are to be commended, and the fact that you chose to step forward and reach out to Cute Butter and put all this together, seek out a venue, that in and of itself says that you have a certain amount of skill set. So don't sell yourself short. You are a phenomenal young man, even by the fact that you've chosen to step up. So when people hear this broadcast today, because one of the things that you can do is take this broadcast and download it and share it with others who are interested in learning about you and learning about the mission. So as you do that, people want to know what you need from them. What kind of volunteers are you looking for? Are you looking for professional people who are passionate about changing the community? What exactly are you looking for as far as a skill set and those who might be interested in coming to the table to support you?
Actually, I'm looking for anyone who can help with things so far as drawing up business plans, help setting up like a GoFundMe or some type of funding program. I'm looking for anyone who has gardening skills, survival skills, anyone who can teach tying knots, building fires, creating natural shelter in the wild, identifying natural foods to eat, filtering water, anyone who's willing to teach anything so far as history, mathematics, English, a foreign language, preferably an African one. I'm looking for anyone who's willing to put in any kind of work whatsoever. I'm looking to collaborate with anyone who's trying to empower our people in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Let me put it like that. Anyone who's willing to connect with me, if you have an idea, if you just have the will, if you have the drive, the determination, if you just want to, you know, play a part, because you don't have an idea, but you still want to play a part, somebody, just reach out, and I'll be glad mm-hmm. to work with you in any way, shape, form, or fashion that I possibly can.
I say. Well, I mean, I'm sure folks are going to step up to the table because it's just time for Cincinnati to really take its power back. I've been involved in this for community development for 25 plus years, and I know the politics of this city to the point where I know that it's going to take us to save us. And so, like I said, exactly. You know, you are to be commended for even stepping up to the plate. And I love the fact that you are, you know, solely operating from a standpoint of care for the Black community, because a lot of the organizations that are out here who say that they represent our best interests actually don't. And I'm not going to call anybody's names because I don't know who you've invited to your event. And I don't want them to not show up because, you know, because of me. But, you know, it's been some stuff in the game in this city for quite a long time. You've got a lot of institutions that have sworn up and down that they represent us and our best interests, and things are just not changing. If anything, they're getting worse, and Over the Rhine is a perfect example of that. At one point, there was a lot of community activity there. There was a lot of community support there. There was a lot of community involvement there, and now it's been so whitewashed that a lot of the places that we could point to and say, Miss So-and-so used to live there, or so-and-so used to braid my daughter's hair, she stayed over there. Those places are no longer there, and if they are there, they've been completely gutted and turned into these glory palaces for the petty bourgeoisie. So, you know, just being prepared to stand your ground, you know, when you put this out there and you start moving this forward and people start stepping up to the table to help you, you know, make sure that you stand your ground and don't give up the fight because, you know, it may appear that it may be easier than what it actually is, and I'm not trying to discourage you, but just make sure you stand your ground and keep your footing and keep your vision in tow. So I'm proud of you, brother. I'm glad that you, as a young person, chose to do this because it definitely is needed.
Well, I appreciate that. I definitely keep my eyes and my ears open. I like to, you know, think of myself as not being any type of fool. I am very aware of the boule and the bourgeoisie. Words doesn't do anything for me. You know, it's action. You know, so any one of these organizations out here who's claiming to try or to be for the embeddement of our people, my first question is, where is your work? Right? All your talking and all the paperwork and all that stuff, it means nothing to me. Right? Where is your work in the community? Where are you reaching the people firsthand? And if you don't have anything to show me by way of that, then, you know, I know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So,
you know,
when...
Go ahead. I was just saying, you can't just, you know, talk a smokescreen. You know, this is real life. You know, we got people out here suffering. Don't tell me you're putting sandwiches in homeless people's mouths. You know, what are you doing to help keep them from being homeless? What type of housing programs, what type of, you know, community programs are you putting together to, you know, to put the homeless in a state of employment, you know, to uplift them? You know, how are we going to use our crackheads and our alcoholics to build our communities? How about that? Things of that nature. You know, we don't need playgrounds. We don't need sports programs. We don't need to keep encouraging our children. And no disrespect to any of the parents or the people who are involved in sports. I have a very deep history with sports. But understand me clearly. We need to stop thinking of our children's path out of the ghetto with a ball in their hand. Our children are so much more than performance monkeys. You know,
that's
so,
right.
You know, we got to stop having and parents. Yo, and I don't care who feelings I'm hurting you right now. I'm just telling for what it is. I got to be me for a minute, right? I mean, I'm always me, but I just got to be as blunt as I always am. You know, you parents have that mentality that your baby is going to get you out of the hood. Smack yourself. Smack yourself a couple times. You should never put the burden on your child's back to carry you up out of a terrible situation. That is your obligation as a parent, to better yourself, to help get your children out of the hood. Do not put that burden on them. Stop telling your children, oh, my baby going to make it to the NFL and buy me a house, and my baby going to make it to the NBA and buy me a house. Get up off your lazy behind and do something productive to ensure that you put you in the house, put your children in the house, and have a house to leave behind for them. Stop being lazy, making these excuses, and putting all this weight on your baby's back. You're breaking them before they even grow to be strong. I'm sorry for that, but I just had to get that out there.
No. Hey. We speak freely here on Sign of the Times, and every now and then we might slip up and say a few four-letter words. So it's all good. It's all good. And like you said, when you operate from a standpoint of passion, you don't have to worry about impressing folks. You know, you don't have to worry about putting on airs to anybody. Like, you stay true to who you are and what your vision is and what you want to accomplish, because you speak from a perspective of, you know, being a young Black male. You know, and we need your voice out here in the community, you know, because they would rather see you speechless or afraid or incarcerated or dead than being out here doing what you're doing right now. That's just the way the system's set up. It's set up for us to fail. It expects us to fail. And if you look at any of the statistics from the Cincinnati Public School System, it tells you that regardless of how many levies they continue to pass, our children are still not getting the type of education that they need, even in accelerated classes, because when they get to the colleges and universities, they find out that there are a lot of things that are missing from even the college prep education arena. So, I mean, stay true. And looking at the fact that you all have the vision of establishing Black schools, which address Black curriculum, which address Black learning styles, and really address our Black males past the age of the third grade, those are the kinds of things that we need to be looking at. So stay true, brother. Stay true. Keep it gutter. Keep it, you know, keep it the way it needs to be, because it's just not, it's just, that's just not the air of the community right now. And I know that there's this Black agenda that's out here in Cincinnati that folks that, you know, have been working on for, I know, at least 2-3 years before it finally became public what they were doing. But yet and still, if you look at who comprises that organization and who they're listening to, it's not us. It's just not us. But yet they say they represent the people. So we need this. We really do. And we not only need it in Cincinnati, but we need it to work in Cincinnati and work in the Bronx and work in, you know, L.A. and work in St. Louis and work in Atlanta. So that the stronger they are, the stronger we are together. So if there's an issue in St. Louis, then we can have simultaneous action here in Cincinnati, Atlanta, and in the other cities. If there's an issue in Cincinnati, St. Louis, Atlanta, and L.A., and all the other cities can come together and support us. And then we can start speaking, really speaking truth to power and putting more action behind it. I've seen a lot of movements, Occupy, and now we've got Black Lives Matter and all those things, and you know, they aren't controlled by us. So, you know, hats off to you for, like I said, stepping up to the plate. I want to ask you, how much do you think? And this is kind of you know, off topic, I guess, a little bit, but it's one of the things again that we talked about comprehensively when we look at problem solving. How much do you think the current hip hop and mainstream media has to do with dumbing down our youth?
I think it's one of the major tools used, because now, well, before hip-hop used to have a message, it used to have a purpose, and the culture of hip-hop was to, you know, motivate us to move ahead and forward, make us feel good about ourselves. Now, all the females inspire to be bitches and hoes. You know, all their clothes are becoming today's females' idea of sexy is the way yesterday's hookers and whores were. I'm sorry, it is what it is. Our boys are being emasculated. They have their bottoms hanging out. They're wearing dresses and fingernail polish. And, oh, my God. Their pants are tighter than women's. Like, the next move is what? Are these rappers coming out in thongs next? Like, I don't get it. They're wearing purses and all kind of stuff. There's no men showing these boys how to transition from boyhood to manhood. There's a lack of men. Well, there's a lack of male leadership. There's also a lack of female leadership. We have to get back to being gods and goddesses. We have to get back to being kings and queens. And I'm not talking about sitting on thrones and having a whole bunch of jewelry. Yeah, we get there too. But I mean, so far as our character, the way we conduct ourselves, the way that we think about ourselves, and the things that we do to and for each other. Like, this hip, man, I don't even want to call it hip-hop because it's nothing that I know to be hip-hop. It's a death culture. It's, you know, it's a homo-centric culture. Like, it's crazy. I think it's impacting our communities in the worst way, along with, you know, the community's favorite TV shows by way of Empire and your Scandal and all these other TV shows. You know, they don't reinforce black family, black unity. They don't. It's sad. It's sad. You know, it's a very negative impact these days. We do have some conscious, so to speak, artists out there who try to, you know, keep people enlightened, but it's not enough. It's like being a fool is too cool. You know, Everybody wants to fit in, and peer pressure, I guess. I guess it's peer pressure. I guess some people don't know how to stand on their own 2 feet, make their own decisions, and say, hey, you know, that's just not for me. I guess it's just easier to go along with the flow.
Hold on. We've got a caller in queue. I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic. Last 4 digits, 6187. Welcome to Sign of the Time. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, peace. Peace. This is Brother Q.
Greetings, Brother
peace,
Q.
Peace.
Welcome.
Welcome. Sorry, my timing. I actually over double booked at the same time. We had a Black Empowerment workshop we're doing, and we've been trying to get it off the ground. And we had a great response today. We had a full house of people that came out for the Black Empowerment workshop. But it, you know, ran at the same time. So please forgive me on that.
No worries. I know you're a busy man, and I know that the commitment that it takes to pull something like this off. So please introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them what your vision is with the movement.
My name is Brother Q, Two Butter. The vision is in liberation and equality for Africans worldwide. And there's a lot of objectives inside of that. I don't know if is it windy. I'm standing outside. I had to run the store real quick. Let me know if I'm windy. But yes, liberation for Africans and indigenous people worldwide. To enlighten and empower through education and worldwide, you know, as much as possible. You know, it's not just here. I'm blessed to be from Brooklyn, and in Brooklyn we had the opportunity to be around a lot of different cultures. So, like, I'm in my homegirl store right now. She's Dominican. I got tons of Dominican friends. I got tons of Haitian friends. I got tons of Trinidadian friends. I got friends in all over Africa, and so I really understand the diaspora in the sense that, you know, we have to just focus on being together and get past all the little idiocies that we see and the small things that, you know, that separate us, and just focus on overcoming white supremacy. Hello?
Ashe, you broke up a little bit towards the end, but thank you for that. What made you have this vision? Was there something in particular that you saw in the community, or is this part of your professional career, or what?
Our movement is kind of like to me, a version of the answer. You know, we just need to create stuff. My name of our movement is Zayac, and it's a word that was created by black people, not just myself included, for the purpose of being able to apply it to anything that we do and all of our different endeavors, and in something that sparks a form of interest and at the same time inspires people to know that this is their own and someone of their own made it. And so that's kind of like the to me, what we need to see and what we need to be focused on, bringing, you know, forth new information. Well, not so much new information, but taking advantage of some of the information we had and using different applications and means of applying it so as to be able to increase our chances of profitability and our community's viability over a long period of time. And so, inspiring. My father always talked about the issues. You know, I'm not going to paint him like he was a conscious. I don't even know what that word conscious, you know, it has many different applications. But my pops was definitely very aware of a lot of the stuff that was going on. You there?
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was real different. And he really taught me differently. And so from as early as I can remember, he was putting stuff in my head. And it wasn't like, you know, not to say the typical conscious rhetoric, but it was a little bit different. I guess it's a little different. I don't know. I'm not trying to make myself seem like I'm some, you know, pedestal figure. But for me and my little bit of pocket of life, that, you know, my pops really always kind of kept me grassrooted in the sense that, you know, we have to be empowered to do for ourselves. And if you're looking to the white man to fill any of your you know, your requirements, you already failed, you know. Mm-hmm. So that always inspired me to do whatever I do on our own and with our help, you know, as independent as possible. That's why today, you know, I'm sitting outside, but we got about 30 people inside of our Black Empowerment workshop. And I've been trying to get this workshop going for almost 2 years now. To me, like, I've done a lot of community events, but this is, to me, more important because this is just about the local community consistently going over the, you know, pertinent information that we need to make sure that we can survive and be able to take care of ourselves, you know. And I'm streaming it live on my YouTube right now, but, you know, for me, this is monumental. I just, you know, yeah, you know.
So how do people find your YouTube channel in case they miss it live so they can go back and check it out?
Q-Butter, Q-U-E-B-U-T-T-E-R. And that's my YouTube page, my movement. There's a lot of different stuff with my company, X-Y-A-Y-X. We have several pages and stuff. We have the Zayac Institute. But you can find a lot of my – I do the live feeds on my personal page, Q-Butter.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit about the name. Does that name have a meaning? And if so, where does it originate from?
What, Zayac?
Yeah.
Well, that's not that we it was in like 2002. My partners and I, we was in college and we were doing events in the school. And like everybody else in college, you know, trying to come up with their entertainment name or their movement's name or their club's name. We was like, we want to come up with something that's completely different and that we can apply to anything we did, because we were really pretty multifaceted. We did a lot of different things. And we sat in the park and, you know, used a bunch of intoxicating, you know, elements and sat there for about 6 to 8 hours. And, you know, after that period of time, we came up with the name Zayac. And I never joined no gang or nothing like that. And so when we came up with Zayac, you know, we were young, but, you know, I don't think the dudes involved at the time knew that, like, I was never going to give it up. You know, so that was before I was even in music. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I was a half-ass DJ, and I was just clueless. And I just knew that I had the name Zayac, and it was great. And I had the idea that it's going to be applied to all of they out here with their dogs now. It was all peaceful in Brownsville. Hold on. Give me the littlest dog.
That'd be the worst one.
For real.
So now, one of the things that I asked Brother Hawkeye earlier is some details on some of the workshops that you all are offering. So can you talk a little bit about what your vision is as far as establishing black financial institutions and black schools?
Well, a little background behind Project Flip. So Project Flip stands for Financial Literacy Improvement Program. And how it was started was through the Support the Black Banks initiative that was going on like during the summertime last year. So we took up the call along with December 12th. And we did an event at Carver Bank to support them. And one of the logistical challenges we saw was that we had no way of maintaining the data to who we actually brought to the bank and who brought the people to the bank. So the first thing I did after that event was come up with a referral form. But it was still kind of like all over the place, the program. You know, we had a name for it. I didn't have a name for it at the time we did the banking event, but I was like, we should come up with a name for it. And so the people at the bank were really interested in doing more work with me. And go back into class, Ken. No. When we talked about doing financial literacy classes in the community, they recommended that I go to the Financial Empowerment Center, which is a New York City-funded program that's in all the boroughs and at multiple locations about financial literacy. And so I went to this place, I went there, and when I tell you, I call stuff like niggerfied, you know, and it's like when they don't want to make it, you know, it's like seeing racism, modern-day racism. Like, we don't, they're not going to call you a nigger, but they're going to make it niggerfied in the code where it keeps black people out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if this is the strongest black bank, I just brought 50 people to them. She recommends me to a woman who in August of 2016 is the head of the Empowerment Center in Bedford-Stuyvesant Restoration Center. This is the mecca of black culture in Brooklyn. And she doesn't know what Black Lives Matter means. And I'm not saying that to support Black Lives Matter, but you should at least know what the concept of it is, especially if you represent an organization that's servicing black people. And so when she's sitting with me, the first thing she asked me is, I want you to break down. She had a real, you know, I think she was Dominican, had a real accent. And I want you to explain to me all of this stuff about Black Lives Matter. I don't understand how you were able to get so much people to come and open up accounts. I don't understand what's going on in the black community, and I need to know. And so she's asking me to explain to her, and I'm looking at her like, this is the reason why we're not getting no money in our community. Carver Bank needs their recommendation to help get you money. So if your credit is messed up, Carver Bank's going to send you to this organization for them to fix your credit. And so, you know, not only does this people have a very small clue about what's going on in the black community, when I actually took her services, she barely knew about the modern techniques for dealing with credit. She didn't even know about her own state website for New York City for dealing with credit. And I was appalled. And I'm like, this is wrong. Like, so Carver Bank is stuck. So if this organization doesn't give you a recommendation, and if you don't have certain, and not just that a recommendation, they're supposed to guide you so that way you don't need a recommendation. They're supposed to prepare you to get the loan to Carver. And so when I'm talking to this woman, she doesn't know what a Paydex score is. She barely knows what DMV scores are. She doesn't know about E-Course NYC, you know, debt defense. She doesn't know about contractual laws. She doesn't know about the usage between state and federal laws. She doesn't know the statute of limitation is different for multiple states. So I said, this woman is not able to satisfy the need. This woman represents $300,000 of budget, maybe $400,000 worth of budget. Like, it's such a detrimental issues in our community. And this is the small side of it. The other side of it is that because of the ignorance that is permeating through our community and is systematically being flushed into our brains, we're not being taught the sciences to create certain types of businesses. And in the types of businesses we do create, we're not taught the business basics to create those, to make those businesses flourish like they should, because they don't have the financial start like some of the corporations that are created by white people. And it's because they have an understanding of credit and they understand the usage of business credit and how it applies over across the board. And so this brought me to November, Thanksgiving, and I was just pissed off seeing a bunch of people online talking about Thanksgiving. And I just started saying, if you got all your family in your house, ask your grandmother to go over her will. You know, ask your aunt to add you on one of her credit cards. You know, talk to them about, you know, what you're going to do with the house when your grandfather dies. So that's the stuff my family used to do during Thanksgiving and Christmas when all the kids would go away. They would discuss the family wills. They would discuss what's going to happen when the elder person died. And that's the only time you had the family around to discuss it. So I said, you might as well do that. So in response to that, a lot of people started asking me questions. And in turn, I wound up literally doing 50 people's credit on Thanksgiving. And then that weekend, I went on Sinetta's platform for the first time, and I bragged about doing 50 people's credit. And that's when the program got married together, and I'm on the phone with you now.
Ashe. Well, Brother Haka, and I was speaking before you came on the line about the importance of this being implemented in cities like Brooklyn and Cincinnati and other cities, because that's what it's going to take for us to really change the direction and the paradigm and the conversations that we have historically had in the community. So hats off to you for, having this vision and not being afraid to step forward and put the work in that it takes to implement something like this.
Of course. Thank you much, sis.
Now,
hey, shout out to Brother Hall.
Go ahead.
He's the one that took the step forward, too, man.
I say. Yeah, he said he wasn't special, but I think he's very special.
I mean, like when I say special, I don't think like down or any less of myself. So let me not confuse the people in that manner.
Yeah.
It's just like I want people to understand I'm no different than you, right? And I have to give big shout out to Sinetta. Peace, Sinetta. I love you. You know what I mean? You're doing great work. Keep that up. If anybody know. You know what I'm saying? Let me plug Sinetta real quick. Go to Black News 102 or Sinetta TV and check out his channel. He's always trying to bring powerful information to our. It's a variety of information. It doesn't matter what your spiritual or religious background is, there's something on Sinetta TV. Y'all check that out, Black News 102. That's where I seen Q Butter. Like I said, I started to follow him from there because I see that he was doing real things in real time. You know, just another average cat who cared and who decided to try to make a difference from the resources that he had. And I have a lot of admiration for that. And as a man, I'm not scared to admit that I have admiration for other men because it's not a sexual thing, right? So I respect the brother's work. And, my queen, I was speaking to my queen, and she's the one who actually said, you know, I was speaking to her saying, you know, maybe I should try to reach out to this brother and see if I can't get him to come this way. And she told me, I think you should. So
absolutely,
take a shot. And the brother reached back. And that's how I ended up where I'm at right now. You know, he's already had some things implemented. I've had ideas and notes and things that I've jotted down over, you know, the last couple of years, things I wanted to do. I just didn't know how, you know, to get started or, you know, I didn't have a door to put my foot in at the time. So, you know, after starting to follow Q Butter and reaching out to him, you know, the door started to open, and I found myself in a position to be able to help assist people. And this is just where we're at right now. And it was like you were saying earlier about having different people in Atlanta, in, you know, Florida, and other places. You know, there's brothers in a whole other city and state. You know what I'm saying? It's about connecting the dots. It's about building a way, building an infrastructure of support of various types so that we can be confident in knowing that we have multiple support systems nationally and globally.
Okay. Now, when we look at building and coming together and unifying, one of the things that I think that is important as we move forward, especially considering a lot of times conflict and not being able to resolve a conflict can have a tendency to divide us more than us finding the fact that we have more in common than we do differences with one another, and that being the main objective. How do you anticipate, as you move forward with building the movement, addressing issues like conflict resolution?
Well, conflict can come in various forms. It's about keeping a clear vision on what it is that you're, you know, what your mission is, right? And it's to understand up front that you're going to have opposing ideas and thoughts. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's healthy. It's necessary. So it's about playing a position of, I guess to say, being cognitive. Understand that you have to be, you know, or try to be, you know, in the best cognitive state you can when interacting with anyone. And, you know, when things arise, you know, you hear tones, you know, you see body language or facial expressions start to change. You know, it's important to be aware of that and reiterate the peace in the gathering that you're having, and to reiterate the reason for the gathering, you know, before things get blown up. You know, it's about being a bigger man. It's about keeping the objective, you know, in front of your personal feelings.
Ashe. Brother Kieran, do you have any input as far as conflict resolution goes?
I guess it's an app, like you said, it depends on the scenario. Like conflict resolution just needs to be, to me, broken down.
I think it comes down to just being aware of the position you're playing at that current time, the role that you have in that conflict at that time. I think it's about, you know, having the mind state that you don't fight fire with fire, because you only get a bigger fire. If you want to put it out, you fight it with water. You put salt, or you put sand, or you cover it with dirt, you know. So,
but again,
I'm trying to stay.
We have a lot of scenarios. I think we should literally systematically break up into programs that we offer. You know, so like our sisters and brothers have a lot of relationship issues, and we have to go to white folks to get that dealt with. As for mediated help, you know, that's sad. You know, the street beat, we got to go, like, that conscious community shit, that's just cute. I'm talking about real life stuff, like, you know, conflict mediation like that. You know, people, I got a family right now, the sisters are arguing over a deed because the brother died and didn't write whose name on the deed. You know, they split the family down the middle. You know, like, this is a conflict that we just, I think, professionally, you need to start organizing. If you mean in that extent, you know, to that extent, if you just meant, like, establishment methods?
I think we need to start weeding the radio and the TVs out of our lives and start having more personal interactions with one another, and doing more meaningful things. We don't just need to come together for barbecues. We don't need to come together for sad holidays and funerals and things of that nature. You know, I think we need to be mindful that the time that we do have here is a limited time. No matter how much time it is, it's still a limited time, and to make the best use out of all of it.
Okay. That's what's up. I know that you have the workshop to get back to you to Q Butter. So we appreciate you being a part of tonight's conversation. The last question that I have for you in particular is how do people become involved in helping to support the movement, and what other cities are you going to besides Brooklyn and Cincinnati?
I'm open to wherever. I really want to focus on towns, like cities that are black, predominantly black, more than 50, 60% black. Go find a seat. There's a seat. Go. Talking to the teenagers, they don't want to sit in that crowded. Yeah, we're focused on any. I'm focused on any seat that's straight, that's predominantly black, has a lot of people there that's of color and vision. If you want to reach out to us, you can go onto our website, ZYX.com. Again, that's xyayx.com/the ZYX Institute. Or you can go to ZYX.com/donate and support. And it has most of the programs listed on there. If you want to see about our financial flip, Project Flip, which is our financial literacy program, our youth enrichment program, Project TAP, which is our GED, our GED program. And if you're interested in hitting me up directly about the credit repair, you can hit me up on Facebook, QButter, QUEBUTTER. Any other services, it typically just has the ZYX and the name in front. So our music studio, ZYX Studios at Gmail, printing, ZYX Printing at Gmail, photo studio, ZYX Photo Studio at Gmail, so on and so forth. Donations, you can go straight to our GoFundMe page. You can donate if you want. It's the ZYX Institute, GoFundMe/ZYX Institute. We will be launching a new GoFundMe page soon. We're about to finish that goal set, that milestone. We're launching the next one. And we're really looking for volunteers. I can't stress that enough. People who are on the ground and understand that our people have a lot of challenges within us to deal with. And if you're able to deal with people who have a lot of stuff to deal with, I need you to hit me up because I need help dealing with us. You know, we got a lot of help. We got a lot to deal with. So, you know, if you're willing to read with children during the week, if you know how to teach boxing, if you are interested in helping bring Project Flip to your city, please help me with that. You know, I'm pretty humble, and so just hit me up any way you can. I will respond. If I don't respond, just give me some time, and I definitely will get back to you.
All right, we got a caller in queue.
But he will get back.
I say, that's what's up. We've got a caller in queue. I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic. Last 4 digits, 1886. Welcome to Sign of the Time.
Hey, my beautiful people. This is Andrian, and I just want to let you know that, first of all, I'm really enjoying this dialogue you guys got going on. I have been listening since the beginning and actually stalking out all of your resources. I'm like on your YouTube channel now watching the live class on the Q Butter YouTube channel, and already hit your site and sent you a contact out there. I work with Holistic Health, and I'm hoping that we can come together for collaboration. I personally believe and stand on the platform that all of our economic gains are very short-lived unless we are healthy enough to progress forward. And a good example of that is conflict resolution. A lot of times just changing your mental state, changing your physical health actually puts you in a state of better a clearer mind to push forward in your conflict resolution. Because I'm like you, we don't have to go outside our community to resolve our conflicts. We don't even have to go to what we deem as medical professionals. We just need to work with and clear our minds and work with ourselves and recognize our value. And then we can, you know, squash any beefs that we have and, you know, put our fires out in our community. We've done it before. We can definitely do it again. So I just wanted to come in and just let you know how I'm appreciating the efforts that you're putting out there. I hope to come together for some collaboration. I offer my services to any events that you're doing. I can teach any holistic health classes and be of service in your projects in the future. So I'll get off of that plug and let you go about your business, brothers. And again, many blessings and thank you.
Sister Andreon is a co-host here on Sign of the Times every Friday night, and we deal with holistic health and healing because we know that that is key, and having the ability to change the paradigm and change the conversation. So thank you, Sister Andreon, for queuing in.
Well, I'd like to send an invitation to the sister that if she happens to have any products, I'd like to send an invitation for her to come in at the event.
Oh, yes. I don't know if you said that. Yes, I'll say it again. We look
I'll
at
be
vendors.
Just getting back to the States on the 29th, so I won't be able to make your event, this particular event. But absolutely, I do have a couple of products that I work with, and I would absolutely love to partake as a vendor in any of your upcoming events. And it doesn't matter where they're at in the nation. We can make that happen, no worries.
Great. Beautiful. See, that's what I'm talking about.
This is how it all starts. This is how it all happens. This is how I reached out. This is how he reached back. And this is how we started a collaboration. So for anybody out there listening, if you have anything going, if you want to start anything, if you want to be a part of anything, reach out to any of us. We'd be glad to reach back. Like I said, I'm looking for you with program designers. I'm trying to build a black library full of nothing but black books by black authors with black information.
Right.
Anybody who's dealing with health and wellness, you know, anything. You know, if you have an idea to build something constructive for our people, hit one of us up, and we'll be glad to collaborate with you.
Oh, yes. Many ideas.
I just want to share this with you real quick. Is I was in a conversation with a brother who originally is from Miami area and in Florida, now lives in Ghana, and is a clothing distributor. And despite the fact that he has all of these degrees and has gone through the service, he still would not have made it if there weren't other people supporting and helping him. So you're absolutely right when you speak on the fact that, you know, all of us, it takes all of us to build a village, to maintain the village and to uplift our people. And so one of the things that he mentioned is that the person who helped him up made him commit that he would continue to help other people lift themselves up, and that's how he ended up actually relocating to where he is now in Ghana and providing jobs and clean water there where he is. So, you know, that's something that we can never forget. No matter how much success that we have, there's still someone else that we could always reach back and help. And, you know, you never know when you may need to reach back and ask for assistance for someone to help you. So I think this is a very good format and a very good forum for us to continue to build around, and that's something that we've always been about here on Sign of the Times and through the UAC, is trying to make as many connections, communal connections, to help rebuild the village as we possibly can. So this is awesome.
Love it. Well, I do have to run off. This is the first time we got about 40 people in there. I am so excited. We got teenagers, young kids, adults. This is beautiful. I am excited. I got goosebumps.
Good. We're going to check out the YouTube channel. go to QUEBUTTER on YouTube. Check out the live stream. You also can find him on Facebook, same name, QUEBUTTERE. Please support this brother. Please also reach out to Prince, and I can help make that connection. You reach out to me as Queen Tahira, I can make sure that I get you in touch with Prince if you, for some reason, and you, if you can't find them on Facebook. So thank you both for being here tonight, and we appreciate the work that you're doing, and I'm looking forward to being there on the 29th and maybe even doing a live stream on Sign of the Times just to cover the event. So, Ashe, much love to you. And anything that you have to say in closing, I yield this floor to you.
I want to say we greatly appreciate you taking the time to give us any attention at all and to give us the exposure. Q-Butter, whenever you're done, at whatever time tonight, hit me up, B. You know what I'm saying? We got to conversate about some things. Anybody in Cincinnati area, the number is 703-347-1195. Any ideas on building black infrastructure, please hit me up. I'll be glad to work with you. That's all I got to say.
That was from God.
All right. Thank you.
Just to add on what he was saying, black love, black power, be invigorated, be motivated, be excited, and just know that, you know, we are a beautiful people. We've overcame every single thing these dirty crackers put at us, and we're going to overcome every single thing else these filthy crackers throw at us. And that's what we do, baby. We make it look good while we do it, and we shine on. And don't let nobody tell you that black people don't love each other. All we know what's how to do is love each other and help each other and stop watching them tell lies and you know, just look for people like you doing it and be happy and motivated. I'm happy and motivated, baby. That's all I want to say.
I'm not scared to practice group economics. Anybody who got any ideas on where we can pull our tools and fuse to do something on a larger scale, like I said, I'm open to that. Let's practice this group economics and get it popping. So that's all we got to say.
All right, y'all. Connect with these brothers now on Facebook and go to their website, go to their YouTube page. And if you have any problems finding them, please reach out to me as Queen Tahira, New Power Radio Network, and, of course, Sign of the Times. So thank you, everybody, for being a part of this conversation tonight. We will see you all on April the 29th. And where is the venue?
It's going to be at 1020 East McMillan Street in Walnut Hills, right across from Walker Funeral Home. That's 1020 McMillan Street. 5206.
Ashe, a 31 bus goes by there. I know because I've ridden it before. So we love y'all. We thank you. And we will see everybody on April the 29th live in Living Color, both in person and outside of the time. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Peace to the family.
Hey! Rest in peace, Pop! I got a real homie. Hey, I know the way, man, hip-hop is right now, man. You and Biggie, man, y'all turning over in y'all grave, man. Biggie! Don't worry about it, though. I'll take it from here. They used to tell me, if you scared, go to church. I learned that from the block, dog. But nowadays, if you scared, you can't even go there. Because you can get your head knocked off by a psycho racist with a pistol. Racist, still an issue. Wait, let me dismiss you. Like a teacher, do a bad student. Kid get bullied in school, go home mad and come back to it. Over BS, speaking it. This supposed to been on my album, but I'm leaking it. No profanity in this world full of insanity. I overstand that y'all ain't understanding me. A black Hebrew, cooler than the igloo. Feel go good, cause I kicked it with a big shoe. They know I'm blessed for so. And when it come to these bars, I'm good like God with an extra O. Hey, and I'm fly than a sparrow. King Nebuchadnezzar was never greater than Pharaoh. Bars. The Europeans wasn't feeling it. Reading prophecies off the walls of the pyramids. The lost scriptures, the book of Enoch. Rest in peace, Tupac. Call me Three-Pot. I never hate another rapper cause he own it. I'm too busy trying to talk to the kids and feed the homeless. Why you out there trying to keep up with the Joneses? I'm dropping my declaration. This is a defining moment of a born sinner. Saved by grace. get in the Lord's way, man. I stay in my place and let them work on me like I'm a candidate. They tell me that I be spitting like I'm from another planet. I say true, but I'm humble though, born in the jungle though, and I can run that ball through a blitz and I fumble though. Down said hut one, hut two, hut three, the Lord blocking for me so the devil can't touch me. I ain't a gospel rapper, I'm a rapper that believes in the gospel. Young ghetto a pop. Bars over BS, my whole squad, we blessed. Lost a lot of weight, my shirt used to be a 3X. Now it's a 1X. Rick Ross said if I change my style, he'll sign me for a dumb check. Nah, I don't want it, homie, nah, I ain't never phoning. The word of God keep me full, I ain't never hungry. My mind elevated, my spirit is dedicated. Real thoroughbred from the streets, I ain't never hated. You a doctor and you selling medicine. Between feeding your kids or occupation, it's irrelevant. Club on Saturday, church on Sunday. But who am I to judge? You'll get it right one day. Discipline and punish. Haters so astonished. They love me in real life, but they hating on my coming, saying, dude, he ain't really hot. Dude, he ain't really spit. On a roll schooling, man. Even in school, I was guilty. It's up to you to love yourself, and you can love to work, but don't love the wealth, because the love of money is the root to all kinds of evil, and it can turn a humble nation into violent people. That's in the Bible. Believe in it, I do. Amen. But I never worship the cross, because that's what I do. What? Certain things they don't teach you in church before the streets do it. My son, I'm teaching them first. Told my brother, stop selling that crack. Man, you better than that. 100 shots to the Confederate flag. No one care about his history. All it ever brought to the South was hatred, racism, and misery. Obama for a third term, that'll be a trilogy. I'm a whipping myself. They need to be concealing me. Wow.